You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, whenever you have a major issue of public importance where it was effectively an emergency and it was in largely unprecedented area, you need to be able to, when it's concluded, take a step back, work out what went well, what didn't go well, because the one certainty we have is that there will be more pandemics in the future. And the best thing we can do right now is to have a really good, critical, clear-eyed analysis of what we've done so we can be able to give that information to future generations so they can learn from it.
Who is conducting the inquiry and what are they going to cover in it?
Professor Tony Blakely, an epidemiologist who's working at the University of Melbourne. He's joined by former National Party MP Hekia Purata and John Whitehead, who is a previous Secretary of the Treasury. So you kind of got a good mix there of science, politics and money. The amount of topics that they're looking into is vast and it effectively covers New Zealand's response to the pandemic.
Are there any expectations as to what are going to be the findings? I mean, I know they'll be looking probably at the mandates and lockdowns, isolation.
It really depends who you ask, because everyone's got a different opinion about what was the most pressing decision made during the pandemic. For some people it was the mandates, for others it was mask wearing, for some it was the economic money that was given out, and for another group it will be the equity and the way that it was dealt with. And so the topics are diverse, and that reflects the fact that this covered something which hit our population in a way which was unseen for a generation. It's very rare to get an emergency, especially one of such a long period that we had. I think if you look back, it's also best practice, because when we had the Spanish flu in 1918 and 1919, we had an influenza commission, and it was the same thinking, because they went through an emergency. They had a high death rate, higher than what we had, and that they then said, you know, how can we learn from this? What information can we get for the next generation? And part of their learning resulted in law changes with the Health Act. And so you might see, in this case, you might see more law change so that the next generation is better prepared for when it hits.
It's always good to be prepared. So the findings of this inquiry will be used in the future.
Yeah, and they may cover legislative change, they may cover economic policy, they may even cover treaty issues with the way that we deal with equity between the ethnicities. And so now I think it's important to have an open mind to see how it goes. And I can't see any obvious conflict of interest with the people who have been selected. In fact, to my mind, they all look quite good. The debate that you always have in New Zealand is whether we should have these people from offshore or not, because sometimes people feel that the best way to get full independence is bringing people who are outside experts. But then the opposite debate is that we are a mature democracy and we can self-govern and we can use our own experts. Although I do note that Tony Blakely is based in Melbourne, although I think he's a Kiwi, but I'm not sure on that.
It's really interesting. I agree, New Zealand is very lucky to have that kind of democracy where we can work through issues like this. In retrospect,
well, it's one of those. It's a debate we face in law the whole time, like whether we should still have access to the Privy Council, or we should have our own judicial system where we answer our own questions about ourselves. That this is a mature response. This is saying that you know, we have got great people here and that we can use them as a selection to come up and have a look at it. And also, you know, what is useful is with Hekia Purata. He's a former National MP. He's not a former Labour MP. And so that's good. That adds to the mix and hopefully will answer some of the critics.
Are there any other countries undertaking something like this in the wake of COVID-19?
It's become quite common, and increasingly countries are looking at it, because this was a once-in-a-generation event, and it's changed everything from the way we deal with medical emergencies right through to the money that was handed out to keep the economy ticking over. And everyone wants to look and learn to see what can be done better in the future, because, as I said at the beginning, the only certainty we have is that pandemics will keep coming. And so the best thing we can do is make sure that we take a critical look at what we've done. And that means, like, you know, in my opinion, I think sometimes the government got things right. I think sometimes it got things wrong. But we need the experts. with full powers to look at this topic, ask the questions that need to be asked, look at the evidence, come with a reasoned conclusion, make some recommendations, and then hopefully those recommendations, if necessary, can result in law change.
When are we expecting to have the results of this inquiry?
I think it's a year from now, but you'll need to check that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We've seen a lot of royal commissions lately. Like, we've seen the one on abuse in state care. We've seen the one on the Christchurch terror attacks. This signifies the magnitude of what happened to us. And I think future generations will look back on the period that we've been through as a defining point of history. And so the more we can understand it and learn from it, the better we'll all be in the future.
That was Alexander Gillespie talking to me about a Royal Commission inquiry into New Zealand's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.